Now on to more modern student musicians. For student ensembles, today holidays are not only a time to make a joyful noise, they're a time to mount the most challenging and elaborate productions of the year. It's also the season for ensembles that practice and perform separately to get a chance to take the stage together. Joe Ruskowski is the director of the Hawaii Pacific University Band, which is teaming up with HPU's International Vocal Ensemble and Chorale and its symphony orchestra for a free winter concert this Friday. The concert is In Dulci Jubilo, Joy to the World, and Joe's with us in our studio.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Holiday music is regardless of denomination, is about joy and celebration, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's something about it and the history of it that just, you know, it changes people. It affects them differently. Psychologically, it puts them in a different mood and gets them ready to long and look forward to something.
Well, you know, you hear something like Beethoven's the Chorale Movement, Ode to Joy. And although the words are in German, you hear that piece of music and it evokes joy regardless of your culture, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just got chicken skin as you said that. Just when you said the chorale section of the Ninth Symphony, it instantly happens because it's the joy and the wonderfulness of it. I think that goes beyond any language and transcends any culture.
But, you know, Joe, it's just notes, right? How, what,
yes.
What is it that, you know, why is it so clearly, you know, I mean, obviously, this is a great genius realizing his intention, but what makes that work?
Well, you know, that's the wonderfulness of aesthetic value, isn't it?
Sure.
Something
is.
That it's very difficult to put a finger on, and it's very difficult to put a price on unless you're selling artwork at Sotheby's. But yeah, there's just something about it that I think each individual person takes into their heart and into their mind and interprets it for themselves and just gives it this incredible value. And that value is not bound by anything more than what it is.
Are there emotions inherent to certain chords, certain notes, certain rhythms? I mean, you know, can you make it a science out of it?
Well, whenever anybody says that, I always think of the famous line from Spinal Tap where he's playing his music. He's saying, I'm playing this in D minor. It's the saddest of all keys. It just makes people weep instantly. You know, that's a difficult thing to say.
I was just going to mention D minor. I didn't realize it was in Spinal Tap.
Oh, absolutely.
That's funny.
You know, it's the same as A being a good country key. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure if I dig deep enough, I can find you a couple research studies that says, oh, yes, indeed, this is how it actually physically works.
But I guess if we had it down to a science, then anybody could do it.
Yeah, it's like surfing big waves. If anybody can do it, our grandmothers would be out there, wouldn't they? Yeah, it's something to that, isn't it?
What governed the choice of the music that you guys picked for this show?
Well, yeah, you know, we call it our winter concert, but it's actually taking place on Friday, November 22nd. That's even before Thanksgiving. Yes, this new holiday of thanks Christmas ka.
Yeah.
I kind of look at it, you know.
Right.
What governs the choice? Well, we kind of take a look at what are some of the holiday classics. What are music that are a popular concert goers going to recognize? What are they going to look forward to? Mm-hmm. You know, are there certain holiday songs that people just like, wow, I'd really, really like to hear that. The band is going to play Greensleeves, a variation on Greensleeves, mm-hmm. which, I mean, Greensleeves, wow, that's almost 500. It's more than 500 years old. It was written in the 1580s, I believe. We choose music that people are like, wow, that's one thing that is nostalgic, but yet when I hear it, it makes me look forward to this holiday season and the holiday seasons to come.
Well, you know, Greensleeves is an old-timey piece that also was done by John Coltrane, right?
Oh, absolutely. That Greensleeves just, oh.
It can be done any number of ways, right?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, one of the great things about the music that we hear at the holidays is that it not only can it be done in so many different ways, it has been done in so many different ways. And we know in the future it will be done in so many different ways.
You know, when music is connected to ceremonial occasions and rituals, be they religious or any secular or tribal, any kind, it kind of is taking music to its birthplace, don't you think, in a sense?
Wow, a birthplace and beyond. Because, yes, the idea of the ritual of music goes back to probably the earliest human communications, where we sang as part of a ritual, either a social ritual or purely communicative ritual that we had to do in order to survive.
But somehow it seems as if every culture turns to music, particularly vocal music, when things are really important or when something really important needs to be said, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, because everything goes back to vocal music. No matter what we're doing on a violin or a trumpet or a drum, it's really just a recreation of what we are doing with our voice. And for many of us, the instrument must take place of the vocal instrument that we don't have. And that instrument is so important in human communications, the evolution of human communication, and just the basic human response.
When you teach, and you teach individual instruments as well as band,
yes. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you emphasize that? Do you kind of say we're all just wishing we could sing? Right?
Absolutely. I'll tell anybody this who puts an instrument in front of them, whether it's a piano or I teach trumpet mostly at HPU as in addition to being a band director, and I tell my students that piece of metal that is in front of your face, that is nothing more than an amplifier for your voice, which is really an amplifier of your soul. Mm-hmm. And that's where it all really comes down to. I'm a horrible singer, Chris. I'll be the first to admit.
Hey, me too.
Well, that's why we play trumpet and guitar.
Exactly.
But I'll be the first person to admit it, but I'll also be the first person to say my musical instrument, my band instrument, is just the amplifier for the voice that I don't have. And it allows me to express what I want to express with my voice, which I can't, but what I'm really expressing with my heart and my soul.
It's the only musical instrument that is also a living being.
Oh, well, you know, that's probably one interpretation, but I know a lot of Hawaiian musicians who will tell you that their instruments are living beings as well.
Excellent point. Joe, great to have you on the show, as always.
Thank you. We hope you can make it to the concert on Friday night at 7 o'clock at
Absolutely.
Central Union.
Joe Ruskowski is the director of the Hawaii Pacific University Band that will combine with HPU's International Vocal Ensemble and Chorale and its symphony orchestra for a free winter concert this Friday called In Dulce Jubilo, Joy to the World. That's at Central Union Church. It's free on Friday night.